Blog Talk Radio.
God bless everyone. Welcome to Be Set Free Ministry, where life is good in Christ Jesus. God bless y'all. I'm going to start praying. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us all debts as you forgive our debtors, and lead us not in temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thy is the glory and the power forever. Amen. Father God, Psalms 91, so armor of God to be upon us tonight. Father God, we pray and we exalt your holy name even today, Father God. Father God, full armor of God. Father God, Ephesians 3:20, Mark 11:23, that you could do exceeding beyond all that you ascertain, that you could apply for our needs. Father, we thank you for Mark 11:23, that you don't curse this mountain to the roots, Father God. We thank you, Father God, for the things you did for us. Lord, we're coming to you, Lord, in spirit and truth, Father God. We want to give you praise. We love you. We adore you. We praise you, Father God. You deserve the glory. You deserve the honor, and you deserve the praise. There's nothing that our God cannot do, for we are the head, not the tail. We are the righteousness of Christ and the salt of the earth, the light of the world. Whatever we shall do, whatever we shall touch, will prosper. We thank you for light in the midst of darkness. We thank you, Father God, for favor, for turning these circumstances around. Death and loss cannot stay in our life. We command these mountains to be removed. In the name of Jesus, in the blood of Jesus, to be all around our family members, our houses, our homes, Father God. Figure you that is in us and that is in the world, Father God. If you be for us, you could be against us, Lord. We ask, Father God, for a supernatural touch. Father God, in Jesus' name, Father God, take over these prayers in the name of Jesus. Amen. The prayer of petition for prosperity. In Psalms 118, oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. For his mercy endures forever. Let Israel now say. His mercy endures forever. Let the house or armor now say. His mercy endures forever. Let those who fear the Lord now say. His mercy endures forever. I call on the Lord in destruction. The Lord answered me and set me in a broad place. The Lord is on my side. I will not fear. What can man do to me? The Lord is for me and among those who help me. Therefore, I shall see my descendants on those who hate me. It is better to trust in the Lord than to put confidence in man. It is better to trust in the Lord, than to put confidence in prince. All nations surround me, but in the name of the Lord I will destroy them. They surround me, yes, they surround me, but in the name of the Lord I will destroy them. They surround me like bees. They were equipped like fire of thorns. For in the name of the Lord, I will destroy them. You push me valley that I might fall, but the Lord helps me. The Lord is my strength and song, and he has become my salvation. The voice of rejecting and salvation in the tent of the righteous. Let me read that again. The voice of salvation in the tent of the righteous. The right hand of the Lord does value. The right hand of the Lord exalts. The right hand of the Lord does value. I shall not die but live and declare the work of the Lord. The Lord has chased me severely, but he has not given me over to death. Open to me the gate of righteousness, and I will go through it, and I will praise the Lord. This is the gate of the Lord, through which the righteous shall enter. I will praise you, for you have answered me and have become my salvation. The stand which the builder rejects has become the chief cornerstone. This was the Lord doing. It is merciful in our eyes. This is the day that the Lord has made. We rejoice and be glad in it. Send now, I pray, O Lord. O Lord, I pray, send now prosperity and blessing is who comes in the name of the Lord. We have blessed you from the house of the Lord. God is the Lord. Thank you, Lord, for sending now prosperity, Father God. And he has given us life and by the chaff which cords the arms of the altar. You are our God, and we will praise you. You are our God, we will exalt you. Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endures forever. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Just praise you, Lord, and give you all the glory. Amen. Now, the temptation to pray. Oh, God, I don't know what I am going to do. This is impossible. It is all over if you don't intervene. Pray this instead. Thank you, Lord. I just want to bless you. You are the great of the greatest. You are the source of my supply. You meet all of my needs. You for my redemption. And I thank you that I am redeemed from the curse of poverty. Spend most of your prayer time in thanksgiving in Jesus' name. What he wants is your praise. So remember this scripture, Psalms 118. Thank you, Jesus. Psalms 118. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. You're worthy to be praised. Heavenly Father, of this day, amen. So, Heavenly Father, of this day, Father God, we pray, Father God, that we will not rob you of no tithe. It is Wednesday, May the 16th, this day, Father God, as we listen, 2018. Heavenly Father, as this day, prosperity and healing, Father God, to be upon us. And we will not rob you of any more tithe, Father God. Write it today's date. Write it today's date as we listen. And refuse to rob you of any more pledges or refuse to rob you of any more joy. I want you to have great delight in me. Therefore, from this moment on, as one of your child, I declare that we will prosper in you, we for our life, and refuse to settle for anything less. Let's take a look at some more scriptures. Keep therefore the word of this covenant and do them, that they may prosper in all they do. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. This book of the law shall not be part of our mouth, but shall meditate there day and night, that they may observe and do according to all that is written. Therefore, then they shall make their way prosperous, and they shall be Jesus. Amen and amen. Pray for the peace of Jerusalem. They shall prosper that love thee. Psalms 1:2-6. Amen. Father God, we pray for the Jerusalem that they may prosper even as they so prosper. Just like John 3:1-2, Father God, you said, beloved, wish all above even our soul prosper, Father God, and be in good health. Beloved, I wish above all things that they may prosper and be in health, even as they so prosper. 3, John 2. Father God, we thank you for our soul posture. We thank you for our being in good health in every area of our life. Beloved, I wish above all things that they may prosper and be in health, even as they so prosper. Again, beloved, I wish above all things that they may prosper and be in health, even as they so prosper. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. May God love you any more or any less than he already does. He will, but it will show him that you truly believe his word and that you are a doer of it and not just a hearer. Thank you, Jesus, that we are a doer of it, not just a hearer. Bring all the tithes into the storehouse that there may be meat in my house. And prove me now here, says the Lord of hosts, if I will not open you the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing that there shall not be any room to endure to receive it in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Let's read it again. Bring all the tithes into the storehouse that there may be meat in my house, and prove me now here, says the Lord of hosts, if I will not open you the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing that there shall not be room endure to receive it. He'll pour out a blessing so much that we can't even carry it back. We thank you for that anointing. Malachi 3:10, we thank you, Father God, for this. Thank you, Father God. We thank you, Father God. Pray and say, Father, pass on the authority of your word and pass on this apostle to you word up. We now call on you to fulfill your promises on my life and on their life. We have pour out the blessings upon us and rebuke the devourer who is trying to stop our business, Father God. Father, pass on the authority of your word and pass on this to do your word. I now call on you to fulfill your promise on my life and on their life. We have pour out a blessing upon me and them and rebuke the devourer who is trying to stop our business in the name of Jesus, in the blood of Jesus, rebuke the devourer, Father God, in the name of Jesus. In Proverbs 19:17, let's look at another verse from the Old Testament. The Lord shall open unto thee his good treasures. Father God, we thank you for opening your good treasures. The heavens to give the rain unto the land in his season and to bless all the work of their hands. And they shall lend unto many nations and they shall not borrow. We shall lend unto many nations and we shall not borrow in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name, bless our hands. Deuteronomy 28 verse. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. We praise you. We give you the glory and honor and praise. I pray, God, that the reason that I am unable to pay my bills is because I am not seeing your word fulfilled. I have lost your money and I am not seeing it come back. You say you will repay me. Father God, you will repay us. You have to say our right words to the Lord. You said you will repay me. So I am standing on what you say, and I believe and I receive it in Jesus' name. We are standing on what you're saying, and we believe and we receive in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. simply prayer of petition for financial blessing. I want to make something clear. When you pray the prayer of petition for prosperity, you are not asking for things that are not His will. Make sure that you act in line with His will. Don't just say things that sound spiritual or religious. Say what His word says. Also, be sure to pray for financial that will help future the kingdom of God, as the vision says. God wants your blessing so that God wants you blessed so that you can be a blessing. God wants you blessed so that you can be a blessing. You might be on a verge of losing your house. You might be on a verge of losing your church. You might be on a verge of losing all that you have saved over the years. You have the right to pray for financial blessing. If you are in a place today where you need God to step in and help you financially, statement, here is the Father God, May 16th, 2018, Father God. Be it now this day that we receive a heavenly grant in the amount of, say the amount that you want to receive. I said it so y'all could say it. So that, say like this, be it now this day that we receive a heavenly grant in the amount of whatever the amount you want from the Lord. Make it importantly to the Lord. Father, in the name of Jesus, I come and we come to the throne of grace and press your word. According to John 16, verse 23, Jesus said, I assure you, most Solomon, I tell you that my Father will grant you whatsoever you ask in my name. Jesus, you said in Mark 11, 24, whatsoever you ask for in prayer, believe, trust, and be confident that it is granted you, and you will get it. Your word states in Luke 6, 38, give and it shall be given unto you. Again, give and it shall be given unto you. Good measure, pressed down and shaken together and running over, shall man give unto your bosom. I got to read that again. Hallelujah. Luke 6, verse 38. Give and it shall be given unto you. Good measure, pressed down and shaken together and running over, shall man give unto your bosom. Again, Luke 6, 38. Give and it shall be given unto you. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together and running over, shall man give unto your bosom. And in according with your words, I'll give and I'll sow seed in order to set this spiritual law to work in my behalf. We will give and sow seed in order to set this spiritual law to work in our behalf. Because I am a cheerful, joyful promises to do it, to give. We are a chooser in promise and joyful giver. Here's it, His giving you. Make all grace, favor, and promises, blessing comes to me and you. And abundantly, whoever is listening, all promises and blessing comes to y'all abundantly. For me, for y'all, for our family. So that we may always and understand all circumstances. And whatever the need, selflessness, self, and for ourselves, prosperity, endure to request, none and our support and fellowship in ability for every good work, sorry, guys. It has old words and challenges. And 2 Corinthians 9, 7-8. So bear with me. I had a couple of old words I couldn't make out. So bear with me. God bless you, but it's still anointing. When you get a little hindered, you're doing something good. Something's working with the Lord. Amen. Breakthroughs for financial prayer. 2 Corinthians 9, verse 7 and verse 8. With pursuement, according to Matthew 18:18, consumment the same. I bind, and we that's listening, Satan in all his forces, and renounce them hopeless and unable operate against me and us. They will not hindering our grant. In Jesus' name, we bind you, Satan. You will not operate against us. You will not hindering our grasp in the name of Jesus. So the scripture here in the blood of Jesus, we curse you to the root. The Lord curse you to the root with his authority in Jesus' name. And when we say we curse you to the root in the name of Jesus, because he gave us power to tremble on lions and serpents and snakes, but he also said don't rejoice that he gave you power to tremble on lions and serpents and snakes. The greatest miracle that we should rejoice that he gave us salvation and our name is written in the Lamb Book of Life. So this scripture is Matthew 18:18. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. According to Hebrews 1:13-14. I loose the minister spirits and charge them to go forth and cause my grant and your grant, whoever is listening in Jesus' name, to come into our hands. Amen. Jesus, you said in Matthew 18:19, again I say unto you that if two of you shall agree on earth as touching anything that they shall ask, it shall be done for them of my Father which is in heaven. Therefore, say the mouth again that shall said to the Lord. And Father God, we just give you glory and honor for this. Father God, this is kingdom money, Father God, for your glory. And we set aside a seed, Father God. Wherever you want us to go for seed to help others, Lord, in Jesus' name. As I set aside an agreement, and we believe we receive now, and we praise you for it. Father God, we set aside agreement. He said, if two or three gathered in my name, it shall be done. Well, there's call tonight, even on the rerun, even today. Father God, we agree with you most of all. In Jesus' name. And we give you the glory. We give you the honor. We give you the praise. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Receive that. Receive it. Amen. For financial blessings, we need to go in the word and what God says. It is his will that we may prosper and be in health, even as our soul prospers. Okay. Amen. Stop worrying. That's the message today, too. Prayer for financial petition and petition to stop worrying. Therefore, I say unto you, take no thought for your life, what ye shall eat, or what ye shall drink, nor ye for your body, what ye shall put on. Is not life more than meat, and the body than rain? Behold of the flowers of the air, for they sow not, neither do they reap, nor gather into barrels. Yea, yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not better than thee? Matthew 6:25-26. Are you not much better than thee, the birds? The next 7 verses read, which of you by taking there can add one captive unto his statutes. And why take ye thee for remain? Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow. They don't toil, neither do they spin. And yea, I say unto you that even Solomon in all his glory was not arrived like one of this. Therefore, if God so clothes the grass of the field, which is today and tomorrow is cast in the oven, shall he not much more clothe you, O you of little faith? Matthew 6:27, O you of little faith. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Therefore, take no thought, saying, what ye shall we eat, or yea, what ye shall we drink, whatsoever shall we be clothed. For after all these things do the Gentiles seek, for your heavenly Father knows that you have need of all these things. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Take therefore no tomorrow, for tomorrow shall take the thought for these things of himself. Suffer unto this day. Overcome evil in Jesus' name on this day. I don't take that thought. That is not my thought. I don't receive those thoughts. We do not receive negative thoughts or any negative activity around us or from our family or our jobs. Father God, we do not take any negative. But if faith, fear is faith. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Romans 10:17. Amen. Help me, therefore, I shall see my descendant on those who hate me, in Jesus' name. Tells us that God knows our days. He knows our time. There is nothing that he does not know. Amen. You are always in God's his beautiful face. Amen. Amen. Sure reign is the revival that God will provide for you. He will never let you down. Thank you for providing for us. You will never let us down. Seek it now, this day, the mind of Christ. It is May 16, 2018, that we receive the heavenly grant of our and emotion healing. Father, in the name of Jesus, I come boldly to the throne of grace for prayer for me and whoever is listening. And in Jesus' name, in your blood, and press your word. According to John 16:23, Jesus said, I assure you, most Solomon, I tell you that my Father will grant you whatsoever you ask in my name. And 1 Corinthians 2:16, it is written that we have the mind of Christ. The mind of Christ is not tormented by excess worry or fear. The mind of Christ is full of peace that passes all understanding. Philippians 4:17, Psalms 14:7-3 tells us and tells me, he hears the brokenhearted and heals the brokenhearted. He'll hear your broken heart and healing for your broken heart, and bind up the wounds, cursing the pain, and curing the pain and their sorrows. I pray that you heal the brokenness in me and in the, everybody that's listening, and heal in our mind, healing in our mind, and that you bind up our wounds so that it may receive a mind that is renewed. Bind up our wounds, our minds that is renewed by your blood, by your name, in the name of Jesus. That is renewed, Father God. Renew our minds. And still, 4, verse 3, your word tells us that a bruised reed shall be not broken, and a small flake shall be not equipped. That means that you will be, when you're broken and you're hurting, you will not be broken anymore. God will give you beauty for ashes. He will heal your wounds. And the Lord, there's a lot of old words in here, so bear with me. And we believe that you will answer and answer me and answer anybody that's listening and strengthen me and them in our inner self. Psalms 13, verse 8, verse 3. Father, I know and I thank you that whatsoever we put their trust in you will never be forsaken. Psalms 9, verse 10. I thank you that you have heard our petition and you heard my petition. I thank you that you are our strength and shield, and because of that we rejoice and we will bless you because you have heard my petition for me and for others, and you heard their petition, Lord. I thank you today, Lord, that I am delivered. I thank you today, Lord, that we are delivered and free of our mental and emotion torment. You have healed us. You have renewed our mind. You have renewed our spirit. And you have given us peace. Never again will we be bound by torment, but we will be covered with your peace, your joy, and your presence, and your blood, and your healing. Somebody wants full armor of God. In Jesus' name, whatever it is, just say it right now. Whatever is bothering you, say it right now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father God. If you have any prayers, please just call into the show, and I'll gladly put you on the air. Whoever is watching on Instagram, God bless y'all. If y'all have any prayers, just type it on the board. You don't even have to call into the show. And I'll pray for y'all, knowing that our God is big. Our God could do all things according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. Amen. Father God, we just thank you and just praise you for today. We praise you, Father God, because you are our big almighty God. You are a God that heals. You are a God that delivers. You are a God that heals. You're a healing God. There's nothing that you cannot do. And we just give you the glory. We just give you the honor. We just give you the praise, Father God. We thank you, Father God. We love you. We adore you. We can do all things through Jesus Christ who strengthens us. Father God, today we give you thanksgiving, Lord. We give you the praise. We give you the honor. Father God, Mark 11:23, Father God, whatever we are going through today, let it be cursed to the root. Nothing can prosper against us. No form of weapon can prosper against us. Bigger issue that is in us and that is in the world, Father God. We praise you. We adore you. We give you the glory, we give you the honor, and we give you the praise, Lord. Why? Because we are you are our God, and we love you. We thank you for breaking these yokes upon our life and breaking the chain today. Father God, take over today, Father God, because your word. Yes, Father God, we praise you and we adore you. You deserve all the honor and praise. You are a God and we will exalt you. Thank you, Father God. that whatever we shall bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatever we shall loose in earth shall be loosed in heaven. Thank you, Father God. Thank you, Jesus. I praise you. I praise you, Father God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. We love you. We praise you. We adore you. Praise him. Just tell him that you love him. Father God, we love you. We praise you. We adore you. We give you the honor. We give you the praise, Father. There's nothing that you cannot do. Father God, we love you. 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 And I keep saying this, I get more answers than coming to him with our problems. Sometimes he just wants to hear that you love him. Father God, we just love you right now. We just praise you. We just give you the glory. We give you the honor. We give you the praise. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. We thank you for breaking these chains, Father God. We praise you, Father God. We come into your throne of grace, Father God. We come in at your feet today, Father God. We come with persistent prayer, Father God. We thank you for blessing this prayer tonight. We thank you, Father God, for everyone that's coming in, Father God, for anointing a breakthrough, Father God. For giving them a touch, Father God, a touch from you, Father God. And by your stripes, they are healed, Father God. We thank you, we thank you, we thank you, Father. Hallelujah, 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 Jesus. Oro ta pa sho to ro ko ro pa shi ta ra ta sho. Oro to she ta ra, this praying spirit with me, hallelujah, to break these chains in the name of Jesus. To she ra ta sho, ro to she ra ta sho, ro to shan da ra ta ta pa sho. Oro to shin da ra ta ta pa sho, ro pa shan da ra pa sho, ro ta sha. We do not deny your Holy Spirit, Father, hallelujah. Oro ta shin da ra ka ta pa sho, ro to san da ra ka ta pa sho. Oro ta shin da ra ka ta pa sho, to ro ta shin da ra ka ta pa shi. Hallelujah, Jesus. We praise you. We love you. We adore you. We give you the highest praise, Father God. You worthy be the praise. You are the Lord of lords and kings of kings. Jesus of Nazareth, Father God. Hallelujah, Jesus. We love you, Jesus. We love you, Jesus. We praise you, Father God. You deserve the praise. You deserve the glory. You deserve the honor, Father God. Hallelujah, 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 Jesus. Praise you, praise you, praise you, praise you, Father God. Praise our way out, Father God. We thank you for supernatural breakthroughs right now. Father God, for the blood of God upon us. We thank you, Father God, for Psalms 91, Father God. We thank you, Father God. We thank you for Ephesians 3:20. We thank you for Mark 11:23. Oh, hallelujah, 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 Jesus. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah, Jesus. You are worthy, 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 worthy to be praised. You are worthy, worthy, worthy to be praised. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oro ta shin da ra pa so to ro ko to pa shi da ra ta sho. Ando shon da ra ka ta pa shan da ra to sho ro ko to pa shi. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We just praise you. We just adore you. We give you the glory. We give you the honor. We give you the praise, Lord. Oh, we give you thanksgiving, Father God, today. We come into your presence with thanksgiving, Father. We come into your presence with thanksgiving, Father. We come into your beautiful presence. Keep us as your apple of your eye. Hide us as your shadow of thy wings, Father God. From the wicked that depresses us, Lord. Break the chains of depressment off your people, Lord. Break the chains, Father God. Whatever is not from you, Father God, let it be cursed to the root, Lord. You was not just sleeping on a pillow, Father God. You walked on water. Father God, you said, peace be still in the storm. You pulled your disciple out of troubled water, Father God. Pull us out of these troubled waters. Speak peace into the storm, Father God. Protect us from all danger, Father God. You created somebody one to be upon us, Father God. Father God, your word is living life, Father God. Give us your new spirit every day. Anoint us with your spirit. Anoint us with your power. Anoint us with your name. We need you, Father God. We hunger. We thirst for you, Father God. Apart from you, we are nothing, Lord. Do that you're sending prosperity now. We thank you that your healing is flowing right now. We thank you that we're going to see mighty, mighty miracles in your name, Father God. Because in your name is power. In your name there's above all things, Father God. Thank you, Jesus. Because we are in your name. We are surrounded in your name. In the name of Jesus, we are surrounded in you, Father God. Amen. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endures forever. Oh, give thanks unto God of God, for he is mercy and endures forever. Oh, give thanks to the Lord of Lords, for his mercy endures forever. To him who alone does great wonders, for his mercy endures forever. To him that by wisdom and make the heavens, for his mercy endures forever. To him that strengthens out the earth above the waters, for his mercy endures forever. To him that stretches out the earth above the waters, for his mercy endures forever. To him that makes the great light, for his mercy endures forever. To the sun to rule by day, for his mercy endures forever. To the moon and stars to rule by night, for his mercy endures forever. To him that smote Egypt in the firstborn, for his mercy endures forever. And to Israel from the among them, for his mercy endures forever. There's a lot of old words. Bear with me. With the strong hand and with the stretched out arms, for his mercy endures forever. To him which divides the Red Sea into the part of his mercy endures forever. And to make Israel to pass through the midst of it, for his mercy endures forever. But altering and his are in the Red Sea, for his mercy endures forever. To him which led his people through the wilderness, for his mercy endures forever. To him which smote great kings, for his mercy endures forever. And slow form kings, for his mercy endures forever. Amen and amen, amen. Amen. To him which led his people through the wilderness, for his mercy endures forever. I have to read that again. To him who smote great kings, for his mercy endures forever. And to slow form kings, for his mercy endures forever. The king of armor, for his mercy endures forever. Oh, the king of Ashan, for his mercy endures forever. And give their land for entering, for his mercy endures forever. Even their hunt go unto Israel, his servant, for his mercy endures forever. It's a lot of old words. Who remembers us in his lost state, for his forever, and has redeemed us from our enemies, for his mercy endures forever. Who gives food to all flesh, for his mercy endures forever. Who who gives thanks unto God of heaven, for his mercy endures forever. Amen. The wonderful things God has done. And read Psalms. God did a lot of wonderful things. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus, for Thanksgiving. We give you Thanksgiving, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. We just praise you right now. Amen and amen. Psalm 31, who severs bows in the shadow of the Most High will rest in the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress, my God, in him I will trust. Surely he will save you from the falling snails and from the dead pestilence. He will cover you with his feathers, and under his wings you will find refuge. Rest. His faithfulness will be your shield, and you will not fear the terror of night, nor the arrow that flies by day, nor the pestilence that stalks in darkness, nor the plague that destructs at midday. Yea, 10,000 may fall at your side, or 10,000 at your right hand, but it will not come near you. Only what observes with your eyes and see the punishment of the wicked. If you say the Lord is my refuge and you make the Most High your dwelling, none harm will overtake you, no disease will come near your tent, for he will command his angels to guard you in all your ways. They will lift you up in their hands so that you will not strike your foot against a stone. Trumble on lions and on scorpions. He will trumble on the great lions and scorpions because he loves me, says the Lord. I restore him. I will protect him, for he knows my name. He will call upon me, and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him with a long life. I will satisfy him and show him my salvation. Father God, Psalms 91 upon us, Eva. Psalms 91 on every family member that's listening, Father God. Psalms 91, Father God, upon our cars, upon our land, upon our computers, upon our phones, upon every family member, wherever we go, Father God. You said goodness and mercy will follow us all the days of our life, Father God. I thank you for your goodness. I thank you for your mercy, Father God. Hallelujah. And most of all, Lord, we thank you for being our God. We thank you, Father. We thank you for being our God. We thank you for what all you did. Things we don't know, the things that we do know, Father. You said goodness and mercy, Father God, will follow us all the days of our life. And Father God, we just want to give you the glory for that. You said goodness and mercy will follow us all the days of our life. Father God, today we just say hello, goodness. Hello, mercy. Hello, favor. Hello, healing. Hello, breakthrough. Hello, financial blessing, Father God. Whatever is bothering, whatever is troubling our hearts, Father God, we give it to you, all our worries, all our fears. And we give it to you and we put it in your hands because you are the Lord of lords and kings of kings. There's nothing that you cannot do. You are our God and we will exalt you. You are our God. We will praise you, Father. Father God, we just want to thank you, Father God, for what all you did. You deserve the praise. You deserve the glory. You deserve the honor. Father God, let me hear good report, Father God. Father God, good report, the testimony. If y'all heard this and you'll receive a financial breakthrough. or healing or whatever it was that the God broke the chain, the anointing that comes on here, the favor of God. In his word, there's anointing. Please DM me on Instagram or call me on the radio station. And next time, every Saturday night, there's a radio station. You can call me every Wednesday night at 9 o'clock. You call me on the radio station. Today, I didn't do it at 9. I did earlier. I wasn't led. But y'all just could call me on the radio station. And knowing that there is a testimony, there is a break coming near your way. Get ready for the breakthrough. Get ready for the testimony. So what y'all could do, just call into the show, advertise on the screen, and let me know what the Lord has done, the miracles. I'll tell y'all the number now. It's 646-766-6135. Again, that's 646-716-6135. But please make sure to come in Wednesday night, every Wednesday night at 9 o'clock Central Time, in time, Chicago time. And if you get confused with the timing from all around the world, just call into the show and I'll gladly put y'all on the air. I do have CDs. I learned how to read on them when I was young, and I want to announce it on the radio station and on Instagram. It's not like Hook on Phonics. To me, I think it's better than Hook on Phonics, but that's my choice. I'm not saying Hook on Phonics is not good. They're all good, but it's something a part of me. I learned how to read on it. At any age, to learn how to read and the class reading. And if y'all want to order them, please DM me on Instagram or get in touch with me on the show Wednesday night. I will advertise it on my Instagram. And DM me and I'll tell you the pricing. I was very young when I used to learned these reading tapes, and they became a part of my life, but I couldn't find them because there was cassette tapes at the time, and I lost them. So I was just thinking, Lord, please, for so many years, bring those tapes back. And they came back to me, and I just stopped bringing them back because they wonders for me to learn how to read. And it's wonders. I went to school, but things like it's a little different, but it to learn the best way is to learn how to read and learn the sound is these CDs. And there was so much part of my life that I even got a job. It was very easy. It was led by God, so I believe it's God's calling for me to do this. So just DM me and let me know if you need these tapes, and I'll send them out to you. Probably twice. Oh, God bless everyone for listening. Know that we are blessed. The devil tries to give us setbacks and to believe his lies that we're not blessed, that we can overcome, that we can leave go something. But in the name of Jesus, we're more than a conqueror. Maybe you feel weak in the circumstances. I'm here to tell you, strong enough than you think. God has a breakthrough for all of us. And he knows the circumstances more than you. So just stay in God, stay in his love, praise him. Because when you praise him and put him first, he deserves the higher place. All these things shall be added unto you. So we're just going to praise him. We're going to honor him. And we will receive the miracles. Maybe we'll fall 7 times. But we're going to get up 8. Why? Bigger is he that is in us than that is in the world. And no form of weapon will come against us. It will not prosper. So So God bless y'all. Thank y'all for listening on Instagram. Thank y'all for listening on Blog Talk Radio. Remember, Wednesday night, there's a strong teaching, 9 o'clock Central Time, Houston Time, Chicago Time. If you get confused in the time, just call into the show, and I'll gladly put you on the air. So not this Wednesday, next Wednesday coming. I will do it every Wednesday night at 9 o'clock. I'm going to put some music on. And I just want to tell y'all to be blessed. I'm getting a little hindered. Some music on. And God bless y'all. Amen and amen.
Make me a house.